podcast arise.
Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 23 of Lost in Translation. I'm May.
And I'm Ajay.
And this time we watched Reclaim the Seven Kodatmon Showdown Ultimate versus Ultimate. What were your favourite bits? Because I'm going to interrupt you, because my favourite bit...
was the bit with Nevimon.
Fight!
Yeah, I win!
I said fight instead of the other F word, because I don't want to bother censoring myself.
Yeah, you can just use fudge, because everyone understands what
or
you're trying
stuff.
To say.
Oh, stuff. Oh, gee willikers. Oh, golly.
The best part of this, and it's really good, especially because they use an Atmon's particular ability to their advantage, which is awesome, but specifically, it actually spirals into, like, a big, like, 2-3 minute bit, which I thought was awesome, and I actually said it right before it happened, like, this is what I want to happen, and then it happened.
Yeah.
Which is, they're chasing Mienumon and Virusmon.
Yeah.
And Mienumon has this little conference with Virusmon. They're going, okay, look, you distract them, and I'm going to go invisible and leave. And then they're going to follow you down to that Virus Island, which I actually called as being called Virus Island about a second before they mentioned it. And he goes, okay, good plan. And so he goes off, and she goes invisible. And while that happens, Navimon shoots a little tracker onto her foot. And then so Virusmon goes down to his planet, and he meets up with his family. He's like, hi guys, I'm going to get promoted because I'm going to beat these kids, right? We're going to beat them. And there's a full minute of him catching up with the family, telling them, okay, these kids are coming and we're going to get them. And then eventually he's like, wait, shouldn't they have been here by now?
Yep.
And the kids are just following the tracking line of
that Nienemon's so
trailing behind her.
See, I was worried that it was going to not work and it was just going to fall off.
I thought that too.
We haven't actually seen it, the Navimon's dart, being used for a while, so it just sort of, like, fizzled. And I was like, oh, it didn't work. Like, it must have, like, she must be immune when she's, like, in stealth mode.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, gosh. And of course it's not going to work, and that's going to be a bad episode. But no, it worked, and you know what? It was the best part of the episode. And I feel
Absolutely.
Like it was all downhill from there, but because of that part, it was a good episode.
It wasn't super far downhill, though.
Yeah, but it wasn't like, it peaked here.
It did, absolutely. Just because the thing that makes that one really interesting is the creativity you can have. If you have 6 apps on your phone, right? Well, and that have phone app abilities, I guess. There has to be a way for you to come up with a way to win.
Yeah.
Right? If something's going invisible, yeah, we'll just stick a GPS dart on them. That makes sense.
Mm.
If we're fighting these messaging apps, well, we'll just search an answer on Google. That's always the most interesting. I honestly think that they've wasted a bit of time with Eri here, where they, instead of having longer attack animations, they could have had Eri doing, like, combos on her controller.
Yeah.
And she's like, and she, like, has to look up a... how cool would it be if she's with...
has to get the move guide.
She's with, she's doing the same move over and over again. She's like side B all the time.
Yeah.
And then Dorkamon's not doing it. So Haru's there with Gatchmon and she's like, can I look up a move list?
Oh, that's so cute.
And she looks up and she goes, oh, big combo! And she learns how to do it.
Or yeah, she watches videos on Haru's.
That'd be so clever.
That'd be really clever. I mean, I did like how they at least, and they used Puzzlemon as well in the way that he didn't fight Shotmon. That isn't how he did that.
That was really clever too.
And I was worried that it was going to be another one of those, one by one, the group separates, but it wasn't like that at all. He does join back. Sure, there's a reason for him not being there originally. It's for the puppet thing to happen, but, like, I don't know, that made sense.
Yeah, I like the puzzle. And Shotmon.
Yeah.
He's like shooting, he's like, yeah, I'm the best, I can hit everything, and he hits nothing, but whatever. Then when the puzzles come down, he goes, this is the most fun I've ever had, this is the best. They defeated him with fun.
And yeah, no, that's always how I like Atmon. It's like, oh, you don't have to fight them, you just win the game or whatever, like, you win the roleplaymon, and you say, oh, I really, really enjoyed that, and roleplaymon becomes good. And this Shotmon is distracted by having so much fun, and Haru is able to escape. I really like that.
It's really good. Then the main fight, Mienumon joins up with Shikuchimon and becomes... Sakushimon, whatever. And becomes Strategimon.
Yeah, which I really like the theme of, okay, so what's stealth and what's simulation? And it's really fun to watch for the first time. You try to work out, okay, what are they going to make? When we combine these two things, what does that make? And I was like, oh, it's like a spy? And you said strategy.
No,
like,
strategy. And it's because it controls things.
Yeah.
And because you think of stealth more like, instead of being invisible, more like just sneakiness. And then simulation being like practice. And you can sort of come up with an idea. And yeah, so it was a cool little fight. We found out that Mienumon is the buddy, not the partner, the buddy of the evil of an evil Apple driver.
Yeah.
But we don't know if it's the same one who has Cameramon.
Though we do know, well, I mean, this is what I'm inferring, is that from the poster, the new art for the next arc of Atmon that you won't let me show you.
Yep.
The
I don't want to be
big
spoiled.
The new Apple driver is holding a new version of the Apple drive. So I'm taking it from that to mean the dark Apple drivers are separate from this person.
I think there are two of them.
No, but they're both different from this Apple drive looks very different from the original ones. And both of the times we've seen this dark Apple driver, the Apple driver's been just looks exactly like the humans, like the other kids. So I think that this new character is unrelated to
where would these they come two. From?
Unless it evolves like Takato's D-Arc does.
That's what I thought it would be. All the D3s.
All the D3s when they evolve. Or the original Digivices when they evolve. So we have seen that. But I'm just saying that like if it doesn't change, then that's saying that this person is not evil that joins them.
Nah, they'll be evil. They'll be evil, but then they'll see the light when Leviathan is defeated. And it turned out, oh no, Minerva was actually the more evil.
But this arc starts in April. So we don't have much time to have a big character jump from evil to good. And if that is such an easy jump, I think that may ruin Atmon. Because I absolutely hate when the evil guy joins the side in basically no time at all. Tailmon was just like, okay, I'm good now.
I don't know, we'll see. It's hard to judge what it's going to be when they haven't even introduced the character yet.
Yeah, but I think it's different. What else was good?
That we covered it.
Yeah, no. It was
System Restore was pretty
cool. Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Death System Restore.
I love that they were like, good. No, he attacked us. Oh, we're fine.
Yeah. And I really liked how, of course, that's what he would do. He would restore them to not being under control, and I really like that.
It's convenient, but also, like, it works in all situations. Oh, Gatchaman's dying, system restore. This is actually the power that the main character from JoJo Part 4 has.
Also, why didn't he get a counter? Okay, we're moving on to negative. Speaking of things that don't have counters, we didn't see any of the Ultimate Atmon's counters.
So, but all the other Ultimate Atmons were there for a very short period of time, except
Revivemon wasn't.
Revivemon was only there for 60 seconds.
Revivemon came in before they had evolved.
Revivemon came in.
System restored.
We have to assume the evolutions are short. They're much shorter than the animations are. Okay. And then, so he revived them, then he didn't attack.
And then, Warademon left and everyone evolved. I feel like that was pushing the 60 seconds, but we didn't get a visible counter.
No, because what actually happened was the revive.
Yep.
And then we turned back to see everyone talking, and then Warumon's gone.
Yeah.
Okay, and then there's a chase. This all takes place within 25 seconds.
Yes.
The Revivemon gets in front of her, goes, hey, we are not letting you through. She changes, they all come in and they do their attacks. Okay. That's at like 50 seconds.
Okay. But she didn't have a counter.
She definitely didn't have a counter.
And that was one, you cannot, like, no one can say that that was anything over, like, at least 3 minutes.
Also, she's an ultimate with, like, mind control ability, sort of. Or body control.
Yep.
At the same time, even standard Atmon can kind of resist. They're going way slower.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't want to do this.
However, I did like how Haru was sort of explaining why he's not going to just evolve to Globemon.
It didn't make any sense,
and
though.
And I guess flipping back to positives for a bit, when they're first, you know, hanging around with Shopmon and Shopmon's attacking them, and they say, oh, should we evolve to Ultimate? And then the others say, no, because we have a time limit and we don't want to use that now.
Because we need to use it against Mienumon later.
We don't want to use it against the standard Atmon because that's a waste.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of also saying, yeah, you get 60 seconds, but there's probably also a cooldown on it. You can't just say, okay, 60 seconds over, evolve again.
And that was fine, but like, Mienumon clearly didn't have one, which is cool, but they should say something.
Yeah,
Give me one line from Haru saying, why is it's been 60 seconds, why aren't they gone?
Yeah, and that's what I was expecting, because I have a lot of hopes for Atmon pointing out things that the viewers would point out. And I think you said this in a very early episode, it feels like they showed the rough idea to a child, and a child said, what about this? And then they wrote that, they wrote an explanation to why.
That's who Haru is. Haru is the 12-year-old child who's watching the show.
Yeah, he is.
In each pilot.
Yeah. No, Takato is.
No, Takato's not a real person.
No, but...
Are you aware?
No, but and I'm just
Are
saying,
you in fact aware that Takato's not real?
Maybe. No, I'm saying how Takato used to watch Adventure. What if in Takato's universe, Aptly Monsters is also a season of Digimon that he watches? Like Takato's like in his 20s now, and he's watching it, and all like Rukki's just saying, "You are so dumb. You are so dumb, and you have no friends."
Why did I marry you?
No. Rukki and Juri get married.
You had like a look of like legitimate offense.
Yeah, I took offense to that.
This is the worst thing anyone's ever said to me.
No, Rukki isn't into boys, except in the dub when she's apparently into Ryo. Anyway,
apparently
this is, we're not back to Tamers, unfortunately. But we're still in Atmon, which is still good. I'm just saying, I feel like I don't know. I expected them to say, "Oh, but it's been more than 60 seconds," and then she said something like the line of like, "Oh, when I evolve, like I have special ability that makes me not look at the 60 seconds because I'm strategic."
Right, and I don't look at it.
Yeah, or just I'm too stealthy for it. It can't see me. I don't know. Or maybe, and maybe we don't know that, like we find out later on that the Aptly driver that's evil is an exception to the rule, and it's only the good ones who
could be.
Like maybe it's more of a law than an actual effect. And they're just sort of like, they have to evolve back or it's bad. And because they're evil, they don't.
It's unclear. Well, I mean, like, if they... They're not smart enough to be like, "Oh, it might be bad if we don't send back." They clearly ejected out of their ultimate form.
Also, I guess we're still, like, we're hovering over the negatives. We didn't act... This isn't a negative, it's just something I noticed. But we didn't see Warodemon's chip go anywhere.
Or Mianimon's chip. It exploded and then... Well, you have to assume that it flies back to the operator.
Yeah, maybe.
Which was also why they didn't
Sakushimon didn't... Mianimon grabbed Sakushimon's
away. But Sakushimon might not have been a buddy. That might have been just a chip they found that was activated. And then they could have...
Scopemon was stolen basically out of his hands by Mianimon. Out of Haru's hands.
Scopemon.
Because he got the Scopemon chip.
Well...
Which Leviathan has,
okay,
I guess,
well,
at the moment.
When there's an explosion, it flies in a random direction. Whatever.
I just want to know who the... Is it actually a person? Is it an AI? Is it just
Leviathan? Well, that's clearly... I thought that...
Is it
I thought what was really interesting was that Mianumon was independent, and they're not.
Mm.
Mianumon is... So Mianumon has a human butler, but is also buddied up with a human.
Apparently, yes.
So that's interesting. So there is a level above her, and then probably then there's another level above that, which is Leviathan.
What if it's I?
It won't be I. That would be weird. Because if it was I, the kids would be dead.
Yeah, good point. Haru would be heartbroken.
Well, no. He'd have his heart ripped out by Mianumon when he's asleep.
Woof. Ouch.
Yeah.
In the world hanging out in her house.
The one thing about the show that makes no sense, if Leviathan's such a big deal and knows the kids are after them, Leviathan could easily find out where they live and just kill them.
Hmm.
I guess it's just a Devimon situation where he just doesn't do that.
I don't think Leviathan's awake yet. Because they always say, like, oh, Leviathan to be brought to full power. So
that's
I don't
an
feel like
he's
actually able to do anything at the moment.
Yeah, but, like, Mianumon would be able to figure it out with all the resources of L Corp.
What if Haru's grandfather is Leviathan?
No, but he made made Minerva.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. The only miscellaneous bit I can think of is that
favorite characters. Just give me favorite characters.
Is it miscellaneous? Oh, it goes afterwards.
I like Warodemon.
It's okay.
I like the way she looks. I like her slight mode change, which is terrifying.
You don't like the slight mode change? It looks like garbage.
It's terrifying.
My favorite character is that time when Eri's like, they're like, "You do have nothing better to do than chasing me?" And Eri's like, "No, I'm really busy. I checks my calendar. Oh, it's all empty. You call me at a convenient time."
I mean, I think Haru is probably my favourite character in this, when he does the thinking of, let's use Navimon
and the Puzzlemon.
And let's use Puzzlemon.
It's true.
But I feel like that it wasn't a character moment heavy episode.
No, it was not.
Because Ray just sort of shows up.
"Hey guys, I'm here now."
I like the, and for miscellaneous bits, I guess, we'll move on to that. I really like the scene where Gatchmon's like, "Should I evolve to Globemon?" And Haru's like, "No, we can't." I really like that sort
of art
style change.
It doesn't make any sense, though.
I know they should attack her.
No, but when Globemon can kill a billion Virusmon around the world with precision, that such that they're in smartphones and he doesn't damage the smartphones.
Yeah.
Which, as you know very well, smartphones are very easily damaged.
Yeah, just don't take them for runs with you and drop them on the floor.
That the fact that he doesn't think he can shoot around them is weird. It's not this is not a situation that would be solved immediately by the bad guy saying, "Yeah, I just puppet them in front of me so they'll take whatever you throw at me." It's two lines would have fixed two of the biggest problems of the episode. Other thing is, I thought that the Virusmon bit on the Virus Island took too long.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I get why they did it. They did it so that the audience, primarily made up of people under 14.
Yes.
Would have a longer time to before they realized, hey, the kids aren't showing up. Like, it's distracting you so that when it becomes obvious the kids aren't there, you're like, oh, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
But it's only afterwards.
I mean, something I noticed in the subs that, I mean, I could be wrong here, and we were watching the fan subs, obviously, because Jade doesn't speak Japanese and I barely speak Japanese, is that they were calling him Aniki, which is like a different term for older brother. I think it's more formal.
Oh, it's not? Okay.
I don't know. I've heard it like it's... I think it's more like familial, I think. I don't know.
So is it more or less formal?
I'm not sure. My Japanese is bad, but he says Aniki. And the subtitles transfer it to Big Bromon.
That's funny.
But I don't know where they're getting the Mon from, because they clearly don't say Aniki Mon.
But the subtitles are weird in this one in the first place, because they're not saying Astra anymore.
Yeah, they're not. They're saying...
They're all Asutora.
Yeah. Oh, it's as I said, it's familial and respectful.
Okay.
For weird. Elder brother.
Sure.
But you can also use it for one senior, older man older than oneself, but so the most common one is a familial language for elder brother. It's respectful.
Man-senpai.
Yeah, it's basically like, it's very respectful. I always get it confused with Anki, which is kind of like, use it to like your superior, I guess, in a gang.
Right.
And, but it's, so I whenever I saw Aniki before I knew that it was older brother, I was like, oh, that's weird. But yeah, Japanese. But I feel like the subtitles may not, I'm worried that they may not be as good as...
They clearly weren't this time.
Because sometimes when I understand some Japanese, I'm kind of like, that doesn't 100% match up. Maybe it's because they're trying to stylize it, I'm not sure. But I can't wait until I'm fluent in Japanese and I can be very annoyed by fan subs being inaccurate.
Yeah, that's like me with wrestling announcers saying the wrong moves.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not looking forward to that day because I feel like that's going to annoy me a lot.
No, the feeling of superiority is beautiful.
What?
Beautiful.
What are you doing?
It's beautiful. Why is but stylized.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Why do you do this to me?
I should make that a thing. That's a good
catchphrase.
Oh my god,
if you do, I'll die.
Use it every episode.
Like your dubba 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 dubba.
No, that was only one time, because I was tired.
Your mispronouncing of...
No, that's forever.
Times. Please, no.
Don't you love Atmon?
Oh my god, die. So
my name's Shinkai Haru.
For ranking, I put this under the Parodimon episodes, episode 6, but above Areas Multiplying by Poppy Place. So it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It is 8th place at the moment. It's an okay episode. It's in the top
8
10.
8 out of 23. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's in the top percentile. It's better than than episode 22, but we have had better episodes in the last few episodes. So it's still kind of like, I want better than this. I want every episode to continually top the previous episode. I want an episode to beat episode 4, Jay.
That's fine. We'll get there.
I'm worried it's not going to happen.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Like, the finale for this arc better be amazing. I think it might be next... It's probably not next week. It's probably like...
Well, you'd hope so.
I don't know. I mean, I know the episode has aired, and it aired yesterday, but...
The finale?
The next episode. Okay. Yeah. I'm pretty excited to see how this turns out. I'm pretty excited for more JoJo's Bizarre Apple Monster.
Yay.
Because I feel like every couple of episodes, they introduce a character who's a reference to JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Look, a JoJo.
I haven't even watched that anime.
Take the first book. Read it.
But it's in English.
It's short.
Okay, fine, I'll grab it then.
Yay! You're never actually going to read it.
I feel like watching it on Crunchyroll will be better.
We'll do that.
Because I love stealing your Crunchyroll,
by the way. Come on, just do that then.
I love stealing Crunchyroll. It's still legal, because are you allowed to share Crunchyroll?
I don't think so. I think just admitted to something bad that we'll have to delete.
No. Well, is it like Netflix when you can have multiple people on Netflix?
That's different. That's a license. That's two licenses for devices. I don't think Crunchyroll has that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think it's personal.
Well, technically, every time I've watched Crunchyroll, I've watched it with you.
That's why it says at the top of the stream, this is for this email address. So that when you can't record it and show it to other people without clear who it's for.
Well, technically, I've never watched your Crunchyroll on my own, so I'll just continue to do that then.
Yeah, sure, I'll take your word for it.
Well, I might actually look that up because I don't want to do any illegal things when it comes to that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Except for how we watch Atmon, but that is annoying.
We're and not I'm, admitting that on air. No one admitted anything.
I'm buying the DVDs, it's fine.
We've been watching a Periscope from Japan when it's being aired
and
live.
And a live translation.
Yeah, that's why the subtitles are so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next episode, episode 24, is called A Huge Cometmon Attack. Open the door, Dantemon.
Surprise, Dantemon's here now.
Cometmon is interesting because I use him in the Apple Monster 3DS game, and it's an evolution from Weatherdramon, so I love him.
Okay.
Also, in the preview, he's a lot bigger than I thought he was going to be.
He's huge.
So you can email us at lostintranslationmo@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @translationmon on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translationmon on Tumblr, Facebook, and YouTube. We have a discussion thread on With the Will and a Reddit thread in the Appmon subreddit. And we'd really appreciate if you were to review us on iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever podcasting doodaddy you're listening on. We have a website now, and you can check out our weekly poll and our upcoming episodes and, of course, our Apply ranking, which I mentioned in the ranking part, and only sort of gave a vague idea of how it looks at the moment, but if you want to see the big write-up, it's on our website, so yay!
And
you can donate to our Patreon, which is linked in the description, and you can donate from starting from as little as $1 a month. $1 a month gets you access to our listener private Slack chat group, but higher levels get you things like exclusive notes, information, early and unedited episode recordings, the ability to suggest discussion topics, both on-topic and off-topic, Skype calls with both of us, and more. Our next Patreon milestone will allow us to increase the quality of all the content that we provide.
And thank you to all of our current Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who hosts a podcast called The Moncast, which talks about Pokemon and Digimon, Stevie, who's also Stevie on YouTube, and you can find the link to their channel in the description, Wu Qinglong, you can find it at twitch.tv/Wu Qinglong, Metal Mamimon, Joe, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki and the number one on YouTube, Chuckmon, Ishpo Bamba, Hiro Olado, who's @HiroOlado on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Ryuchi, who is Frost Magic on Archive of Our Own, Stephen Reeves, who is @Wildlink64 on Twitter, Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Red and Garen from Breakfast with Digimon, which is another Digimon podcast, which you can find on SoundCloud, Shisai, who you can follow at Shisai236 on Tumblr, Corey, Kyle, Delady Bugman, whose anime blog you can find at baguburagu.wordpress.com, Small Wolfie, who is on Topastic at Small Wolfie and has a comic called Eden of Melancholy, Lupin, and Tom.
You can also make a one-off donation on PayPal, which you found linked in the description. It's paypal.me/airdramon, and make sure to listen to us for the podcast. See you guys next time. Bye!
Bye-bye.